Last week, markets were centered around headline news. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. It was quite the week for both our grain and our livestock markets, and it wasn't just cattle moving up and down, it was grain as well. And particularly, that was led by the soybean market.
What an ugly day. You're always nice enough to send me a text or a call if I'm available to talk markets at the end of the day today. This is one of those days I felt like saying, no. Take a pass. You know, it just wasn't fun. It's just down hard.
And that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, based out of Britton, South Dakota, on last Thursday's Commodity Wrap. And again, that low grain market was all based off of headline news coming out of Washington.
Overnight, China did have a bit of a meeting, a ceremony, talk about these purchases. Costco signed a deal saying they are going to buy U.S. egg goods. They mentioned corn. They mentioned even some sorghum, some wheat in there. They didn't even mention soybeans. And I think the market, we've rallied so much on the Trump news that we got a deal done with China. And they've only bought, seven cargoes, which is really nothing. And in that same time frame, they bought 20 more cargoes from Brazil. I think the market got to the point of where we need to see some confirmation of them buying and buying soon. And I think we ran out of that. So the speculator buyers that have been buying are maybe taking some profits on some long positions. Maybe some guys are even getting a little bearish. Kind of a nasty reversal day led by the soybeans.
And even with the confirmation of some bought in wheat, they still had a very low market as well.
Well, on the wheat side of things, we did get confirmation that China bought some. The problem is they only bought 120,000 of U.S. wheat, and the trade was kind of hoping for 500 at bare minimum, if not more than that. So you could tell that was kind of a, we'll buy two shipments of wheat from you, make everyone look happy type. It's not a big deal. So market was a little disappointed in that. And wheat has recovered nicely here recently. And remember, Australia and Canada are still cheaper than we are, so it's a little tough for us to rally too much.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.